This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora koutou. I'm just interrupting because those of you who are fans of music may be interested to know that the Wellington City Orchestra are having a concert on, well, at St Andrews on the Terrace, 3 p.m. on Sunday. Worth going over the hill for, probably. What have they got? They got Lilburn, Shostakovich, Anthony Ritchie. So I found this program that was on Plains FM, which is in Ōtautahi, Christchurch. Program called Listen to This, in which they... It's a whole thing about the Wellington City Orchestra. In the meantime, don't forget, St Andrews on the Terrace, 3 p.m. on Sunday.
This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Listen to this. Classical music for us all. My name is Beth Cohen, and I'm your host of Listen to This.
Kia ora. In season two, we featured the concerts of several local New Zealand orchestras, including the Nelson Symphony Orchestra, the Christchurch Youth Orchestra, the Garden City Orchestra, and the Rising Home Orchestra of Christchurch. It's important to promote local acts. Even if you're not from the city or even the country where they perform, hearing about the good stuff that is going on in the classical world is inspiring. In this episode, we will highlight the upcoming concert of the Wellington City Orchestra. Wellington, the capital city of New Zealand, is home to the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. The Wellington City Orchestra, which used to be called the Wellington Chamber Orchestra, is an amateur orchestra, but like so many orchestras in New Zealand and elsewhere in the world, not being paid does not necessarily mean not playing extremely well. Amateur orchestras serve a real purpose. If you can't afford a ticket to go to a concert of the professional orchestra, you can definitely afford to hear a concert by your local community orchestra. And what's more, the atmosphere at these concerts is so different than at a professional concert. So many people in the audience will know the players and know one another as well. Want to hang out at someone else's family gathering? Go to a local community orchestra concert. The first piece on the Wellington City Orchestra's program is Douglas Lilburn's Aotearoa Overture. The Aotearoa Overture is a familiar crowd pleaser here in New Zealand, and if you are listening outside of New Zealand, possibly the one piece that you could listen to that would give you the essence of this gorgeous Pacific country. Aotearoa is the Maori name for the land of New Zealand and is used more and more in keeping with our efforts to connect to our cultural roots. Aotearoa means the land of the long white cloud. Lilburn wrote the overture back in 1940 for a London concert to commemorate the signing of the Treaty of Waitangi, or the 19th century agreement between the indigenous Maoris and the British colonial government. The Treaty of Waitangi is a politically fraught issue nowadays in New Zealand, and I will gently sidestep that. And go straight to the music, which in so many ways captures the feel and spirit of New Zealand. The flute opening reminds you of the fabulous bird life that exists here, and the wide musical chords, bold instrumental statements, and dark melodies brings you to the open space glorious scenery and solitude of this tiny island's country. New Zealand is really in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, thousands of miles from the rest of the world. The first book inspired by New Zealand was called Erewhon, or Nowhere, spelled backwards, by Samuel Butler. Nowhere in Lilburn's Aotearoa Overture is a place to be enjoyed. Listen to this. Douglas Lilburn's Aotearoa Overture.
Thank you.
Listen to this, Classical Music for All, on Plains FM 96.9, Christchurch, Aotearoa, New Zealand. In a previous listen to this episode on anger, we played the 7th or Leningrad Symphony of Dmitri Shostakovich. The Wellington City Orchestra will be performing a lesser known but equally engaging work by Shostakovich, his Cello Concerto No. 1. Shostakovich was a Russian who composed music within the confines of the Soviet Union. He got into trouble several times for writing the wrong kind of music, and trouble in the Soviet Union in the era of Stalin meant exile, jail, or even death. There is a Russian feel to Shostakovich's music which reflects its geography and its people, wide, expressive, dark, and possibly in reaction to the harsh realities of Soviet life, a sardonic, passionate, and explosively angry feel. Think vodka on a cold winter's night. a lot.
Vodka.
If you need to gear yourself up to feel, and you want to tap that ferociousness in you, listen to this. Shostakovich's Cello Concerto No. 1, First Movement. In the Listen to This episode, Travel Plans, we presented a work by New Zealand composer Anthony Ritchie, Albatross in Flight. The Wellington City Orchestra will be performing Ritchie's Symphony No. 1. This piece, like so many of Ritchie's compositions, is a hidden gem. I love Anthony Ritchie's music. He somehow combines the multi-layered culture of New Zealand, indigenous Māori and Pākehā, or Te Reo or Māori language for the original white colonizers, British and European, classical, and especially in the case of Symphony No. 1, a touch of rock. Contemporary in sound and at the same time accessible and engaging, Ritchie's works, along with those of Lilburn, could be considered the classical calling card of New Zealand to the rest of the world. Here's what Ritchie says about his first symphony, taken from his website, anthonyritchie.co.nz. The title of the symphony comes from the ominous tam-tam stroke that opens the first movement, a mysterious sound heard by two of E.M. Forrester's characters in a passage to India when they investigate the Marabar Caves. This is a sound which symbolizes the mysteries of life and death, although Ritchie warns us not to take it all too literally. Quote, "The echo is only a starting point to a general theme of human struggle. The listener can interpret the music in his or her own way." Here is an excerpt from the first movement of Anthony Ritchie's first symphony, titled Boehm. The second movement of the Boehm Symphony has log drums from the Cook Islands. Ritchie's Symphony No. 1 is a piece laden with significant meaning, quoting a rich European literary culture and referencing other significant classical composers such as Bruckner and Shostakovich. But Ritchie says, and again, the listener can interpret the music his or her own way. That's so Kiwi, so strong but relaxed and inviting. As they say in Aotearoa, she'll be right. No worries.
No worries, mate.
I'll close the show with an excerpt from the third movement of Ritchie's Boehm Symphony. This movement is meant to be an expression of grief for the victims of the Bosnian Wars of the early 1990s. Its musical inspiration is the wailing of a Maori karanga, or a calling out. Later on in the movement, there is rock-inspired dance, a very cool mix. If you are in Wellington on Sunday, December 8th, come listen to the Wellington City Orchestra perform at St. Andrew's on the Terrace at 3 p.m. You can find out more at wco.net.nz or get tickets at humanitix.com. This is Beth Cohen, and listen to this. If you like the show, please follow Listen to This on Spotify, Apple, or iHeart Podcast, or at plainsfm.org.nz. We even have a TikTok channel. Listen to this, Plains FM. Ka kite. Take care. You can listen to this at 12:30 p.m. every other Sunday evening on Plains FM 96.9 in Christchurch, New Zealand. Or if you are anywhere, listen to this podcast on Apple and Spotify or on the Plains FM website, plainsfm.org.nz.